Let's turn now to our weekly Common Health segment with Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey, Deb.
So today we're going to talk about baby aspirin and whether you should take it to protect your heart. Many of us have probably heard commercials like this one.
My husband had a heart attack last year. His doctor told him he should be taking Bayer. He is now.
Taken regularly, Bayer low dose helps prevent 1 out of 3 heart attacks.
Just 6 years ago, doctors recommended baby aspirin to prevent heart attacks and strokes in most older people, but now those recommendations are changing, and many doctors are questioning whether taking a daily baby aspirin is really worth the risks. Can you explain this a bit more, Carrie?
Yeah, sure I can, Deb. And the recommendations are narrowing a bit. So we have a big post up now on Common Health by Dr. Elizabeth Poorman. She's a resident physician at Cambridge Health Alliance, and the headline will tell you a lot. It's popping a daily baby aspirin? Caution, new guidelines amid controversy. So you can hear that things are not quite so simple anymore as, you know, before we were hearing, if you're middle-aged or above, you probably want to take a baby aspirin as part of your daily routine. Now there seems to be quite a bit of debate around this.
So what exactly is changing?
Okay, so there are new recommendations out from what's called the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. They're a top national panel that issues guidelines on a lot of tricky medical topics like cancer screening. There's often some controversy around them. So before, this task force had endorsed aspirin for this huge swath of the population, like most men ages 45 to 79, women 55 to 79, who aren't at high risk for bleeding or other possible aspirin side effects. So all told, it was like a quarter of the population that were thought to benefit from aspirin.
And now how have they narrowed?
Okay, so now they're recommending aspirin, and we're talking about baby aspirin, by the way, daily baby aspirin. They're recommending it mainly for people between 50 and 60 years old with high risks of heart disease and no history of serious bleeds. And the task force says people between 60 and 70 should have a longer conversation with their doctor because their risk of bleeding because of their age is higher.
So why have so many patients then been on these aspirin regimens for so long?
Well, as you heard in that advertisement, if you've had a heart attack or a stroke, there's actually very good evidence that aspirin is going to help you prevent a second one. So the disagreement is over people who haven't had a heart event and whether they should be taking aspirin. Now, Dr. Joanne Manson at Brigham and Women's Hospital, for example, she's a very prominent researcher. She says that patients who may not have had a heart attack, but they have risk factors like smoking or high blood pressure, that they should ask a doctor about taking a baby aspirin a day.
And Carrie, remind us, why does aspirin help if someone has a heart event?
So the simple answer is that it thins your blood and it prevents clots. And researchers have known that very well for a long time, that in fact, daily baby aspirin does lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes. And because heart disease is the leading cause of death, it's sort of up there neck and neck with cancer, it made a lot of sense for doctors to recommend aspirin to a lot of people over 50. And by the way, Deb, it's looking like there's another benefit, which is that a few large studies have found that people who take daily aspirin for at least 5 years see slightly lower rates of cancer, especially colon cancer. So here's Dr. Andrew Chan. He's a gastroenterologist at Mass General Hospital. And a study he co-authored this year found that aspirin could prevent nearly 1 in 50 cancers.
The potential reduction in absolute cancer rates for a general population are really quite significant. And when you think about the fact that many parts of the world, you know, screening is not available in a widespread way, to have an inexpensive way to prevent such a lethal cancer like colorectal cancer is really a major step forward.
So that's pretty appealing too, right? Prevent cancer. And Dev, I have to confess, I started popping baby aspirin myself a few years ago after I spoke with a leading cancer researcher and he said he was taking it to prevent cancer.
So then, okay, I'm confused, Carrie. Why are we saying fewer people should be taking baby aspirin? Then?
Right, if it's so great, right? Why should fewer people take it? So the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is saying fewer people should take it because there are serious risks associated with taking aspirin. Here's Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo. She's the chair of that task force, explaining the harms and benefits of aspirin and why the recommendation has changed.
We're among the first groups, I think, to really try to integrate the two types of benefits for heart attack and stroke prevention, as well as for preventing colorectal cancer, as well as the newest evidence on harms, most commonly bleeding from your GI tract, but also rarely but more seriously, the harms that are associated with hemorrhagic stroke.
So hemorrhagic stroke, a bleeding stroke, that can be very serious. Because aspirin thins the blood, it can also cause bleeding, especially in the stomach and the brain. And that bleeding in the brain is something you do not want. And new technology has allowed us to identify more brain bleeds, and therefore we're seeing more potential harms of aspirin. So basically what you're seeing is like the kind of flip-flop that, of course, can absolutely drive us all crazy, right?
What, like, do we
just
do next?
Right, just tell me what to do. Just make up your mind. You told me to take aspirin, and now you're telling me not to. But I would argue that this is actually progress, that the recommendations are being adjusted to new data. They're being refined, and that's actually how it's supposed to work.
Essentially,
right?
A question of weighing potential benefits against potential risks.
Right, which we have to do with anything we put in our bodies, right? And the risks are complicated, the benefits are complicated, and they're very individual, which is why this is the kind of decision that you really want to make in consultation with your doctor. And that's the central point that Dr. Elizabeth Poorman makes in her Common Health piece, talk to your doctor. Now, some people may have been told in the past to take aspirin in order to stay healthy, but the new data means that even if your doctor told you that in the past, it's time to revisit the question. And most of all, it's not a decision you should be making on your own. And I think in the past, a lot of us, including me, just did kind of put ourselves on baby aspirin because we heard it was a good idea, right? Not because we heard it from our doctors.
So, are you still taking it?
So, actually, no, Deb. I stopped taking it a while ago because of some of the studies that crossed my desk. But frankly, now I'm just confused, probably like a lot of patients, and I definitely need to talk about it at my next checkup, because my default tends to be I never take a pill unless I have to, and that's probably the main reason that I stopped.
And then that's probably part of the point too, right? Baby aspirin is medication, even if it's a cute little pill that you can get over the counter.
Right. Don't let the over-the-counter fool you. And Dr. Alyssa Poorman writes that it can be hard to communicate the serious potential risks to patients.
Also, millions of people take aspirin without ever discussing it with a healthcare provider. It's hard for us as physicians to reach those people.
So even though it is over-the-counter, it's like serious juju.
Okay, bottom line, taking baby aspirin is a complicated decision and one that patients should not make on their own. Talk to your doctor.
Okay, I will, Deb, I will.
All right, Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health. Did I do my best mom?
Yes,
strict voice there? Okay, she's the editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. Carrie, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
For a link to Dr. Elizabeth Poorman's piece on aspirin, you can go to our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.